catching some balls. Hello, UBC. Okay, so this is Live at Lunch. It's part of a live broadcast with CITR. You can also stream it at CITR.ca. Thank you, whoever's walking around, for joining us. It's a lovely Vancouver questionable weather day. And today we have Village, a local band here. And they will be playing an hour-long set for you. Here, or hour-ish. Here is Village. If you're just joining us, I'm Jane. I work at I volunteer at CITR as the volunteer coordinator. This is Village, who's just been playing right now. And maybe you guys want to introduce yourselves.
I'm Al, and I play guitar.
Jessica on vocals.
Lindsay on bass.
Ina on drums.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us for one of our first days back at school, first day of classes. Village is a noisy, dream pop, self-described kind of band. Going with that theme, have you guys, had any weird dreams or anything recently? Any stories or something
no,
of that
I
sort?
I can't tell that story. Too personal.
No, you can tell a story. Tell us a story.
I had a dream while I was camping that I was dying because I was sick. But I didn't die, so it was great.
So it all ended out okay?
He forgot to tell the part. The reason why he thought he was dying was because his butt was out of his sleeping bag and he was cold.
All right, some good stuff there. Okay. Guys, ready for your next song?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
This next
song. Here is Village.
This next song is called Nowhere. Song on Kingfisher Blues is a local record label. We also have what other one? This next song is also on 7-inch as well.
Thank you.
this next song.
Wait, we're gonna talk now because I gotta change the screen.
Yeah. This next song, we did like, was it like last year maybe? It was like probably in October 2013, 2012. Anyways, it's like a mashup song. We said we'd never play it ever again. But we're gonna play it after. It's a mashup between a Twin Peaks song.
Oh, Twin Peaks, yeah.
And wait, sorry, no, sorry, I'm thinking about the Halloween. Sorry, it's not a Twin Peaks song. Sorry. We dressed up as Twin Peaks members for that Halloween, and that's why I'm thinking of that. Oh no, we didn't even play that song then. Oh man. Okay, sorry. Okay. It's actually a mashup between a Jesus and Mary Chain song and a Mariah Carey song. Mm. So it's Honey and Just Like Honey and Honey.
How did this all even come about? Were you just like, these two would work out perfectly together?
I was doing a cover of Honey by Mariah Carey, but like, in a like weird different way, and then everyone was like, it sounds kind of like Just Like Honey. And then Alex started playing some parts from Just Like Honey, and then Ina started playing the doom, 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 ch, doom, 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 ch. And I was like, oh man. And then it just kind of all melded together.
Sounds like a match made in heaven there. Yeah. Okay, so if you guys are just joining us, this is Live at Lunch. It's part of CITR. We're live broadcasting right now on the north side of the sub. So Live at Lunch is going to be on for the first 2 weeks of classes. Tomorrow we have Fine Times playing. Monday we have the Flintettes. Tuesday Supermoon. Wednesday Royal Streets. And Thursday the Purple Heart Social Club. Even if you've never heard of any of these bands, or maybe just kind of heard of them, you should definitely come check them out. They're all pretty awesome. And yeah, it's free, so that's cool. If you're interested in knowing more about CITR, you can come check out the station. We have open house tomorrow from 12 to 5 p.m. There's like free food, you can be on air, cool people can learn more about how to be involved within the station if you're interested in music or art or all that fun stuff. There's also tours on weekdays at noon. So, yeah, if you're interested in getting more involved, it's time to check it out. Again, this is Village, and you guys are a local band. Are you all from Vancouver?
No.
I'm from New Westminster.
Okay.
And I'm originally from Calgary, but I've been here 10 years, so I consider myself a Vancouverite.
Alex, are you from Vancouver?
Oh, yeah.
Alex is from Vancouver. Were you born in Vancouver?
Yeah, but I lived in Surrey for a long time.
Alex was born in Vancouver, but he lived in Surrey for a long time.
Vancouver, Lower Mainland, all works together.
Where were you born, Jessica?
I was born in Saskatchewan. But I've been here since I was 5, so Vancouver is my home.
How long have you guys actually been a band together?
How long?
Almost 3 years, not quite.
Almost 3 years.
Yeah. Long.
All right.
We actually, me and Alex met at CITR.
No way, that's awesome.
We're both UBC students too. Was graduated now.
Did they have this Live at Lunch thing a couple years ago or a few years ago whenever you were here?
Did they have Live at Lunch before, Alex? Yes, they had it last year and some other years. I remember vaguely. It was like a small white tent and much smaller than this. This is real nice.
It's pretty fancy. Do you guys have any, do you remember your, any first days, first weeks of memories of UBC or?
It was so funny, actually. I was walking in and I was like feeling so nostalgic and I was walking around the other way, and then there's like this big extension to the sub, and I've never seen that before. So I was just like, "Oh, whoa! Is it possible for me to be lost, even though I've been here before?" So it's like looking completely different since
I've been here.
With all the construction, it's not hard to get lost now. Things are popping up everywhere. Things are just changing constantly.
Absolutely.
But
but I know, it's cool. It's nice to be back at UBC.
It's not too shabby of a place.
Absolutely.
Guys, ready for the next song here?
I'm using a B string for my E string, so it's probably going to break again. So just be ready.
I'll be ready. Okay, so once again, this is Live at Lunch, broadcasting live outside the sub. And this is Village.
This is a new one.
Yeah. That's Village, everyone. Village live at UBC outside the Student Union Building. You're listening on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, on the radio, on the internet, or live in the gorgeous campus of UBC. I don't know, Point Grey, that's what they call it. Fantastic. Tons of people around, not raining today. Great times. Village, the band from Vancouver, is playing. I am here. My name is Ben. I'm here to talk about Shindig. No surprise to some of you on stage, I'm sure. Shindig is CITR's Battle of the Bands event. We've been doing this for 30 years. Always a good time. If any of you are playing in a band, want to play in a band, want to do stuff on a laptop, who knows these days, feel free to go to CITR.ca, do a search for Shindig. It is a fun event. We have 27 bands each year. They duke it out every Tuesday night. And fantastic prizes, good times all around. I don't know what else to say about it.
You could also say that if you tell a joke, you get a beer.
Oh, yeah.
If it's good. You have to tell really
good
jokes.
Even if you're not in a band, you're free to come and watch the event. I guess just to promote it as well. One of the things that we do at Shindig is in between bands, we have a little thing called Jokes or Beer. And it's a lot of fun. It is what you think it is. You come on stage, you tell a joke, and basically you get a free beer. It's that simple. For more information, please visit CITR.ca. We are starting in October of this year. October the 14th is the first night. Every Tuesday night until pretty much January, we're going to be doing this at a new venue called the Hindenburg. It is on Pender and Abbott Street. It's fantastic. You'll love it. Free pool. There's video game machines on the back. Al, you might like this.
Oh, yeah. Where did you say it's going to be this year?
It's at the Hindenburg.
Oh, really?
It's across from the Bourbon.
So no more railway.
No more railway.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh. Fair enough. Like I said, free pool, and there's video games on the back. So good times all around. Yes, that's Shindig. Any more thoughts on Shindig for you guys? You guys never played in Shindig, but
no,
you've judged a few.
Yeah, I've judged a lot, and I've been going for like 10 years, and it's the best.
So you're coming back this year?
What's that?
You're coming back this year?
To
watch it. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be funner. There's going to be prizes, I'm sure, everywhere. Excellent. All right, anyways, it's enough of me talking. We have Village live at lunch. This is CITR Presents Village 101.9. I think I said all I can say. Thank you.
Make me high.
One's a cover of maybe our favorite band as a band. Or are we stopping? Okay. Well, get excited for that.
Can everybody hear me? All right. My name is Dan Shakespeare. My show is on from usually at this time, noon to one Wednesdays. It's called The Shakespeare Show. Yeah. Just go on to the dial on 101.9 FM or go on to CITR.ca and put on Listen Live. Just click on that button. Yeah, and we're on location outside the sub at UBC, and we're also broadcasting live on the radio at 101.9 FM, and that's what you're on live right now. And hopefully we can podcast it. Yes. And this is day two of our live lunch series. Well, I'm usually just in Wednesdays. Hello, you're Jessica, right?
Yes.
You're Alex?
Yeah, it's me.
And you're Lindsay? And I didn't get your name.
Ina.
Kayla?
Ina.
Leela?
Ina.
I-N-A.
Ina, yes. All right, I do recognize the sound on some of your songs, mostly the riff. Do you get played on the peak?
Wait, what?
On the station, 102.7.
Do we get played on the peak?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Maybe.
No?
It's possible.
Okay, have you... Okay, how's this band? Okay, have you ever performed here before? I'm just not sure. I mean, usually you're. I know that you've been here before. I know that you've been around the live on lunch hours. But has this band ever played here?
Yeah, we've played up at the station a couple of times. Never outside, but we've played for like Thunderbird Radio Hell, and then some other thing that happened last year.
Okay, and as my show is starting at either 1 or 2 p.m., you might have to wait an hour. I will let you know. And will you like to listen to the songs I play? I will let you know. And they're not mine.
Good. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yes.
All right. Would you like your mic back?
No.
No? Okay. So the band's not ready to perform again right now?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! This next song's a cover of a band that we really love from the 90s that just got back together called Slow Dive, and they're playing in Vancouver in a couple of months, and we're stoked. So we're going to play that song by them. It's called Allison.
Out the air, the moment.
What's the next one, Jess?
The next one is untitled. We don't actually have a name for this one.
Doesn't appear. And lately, you've been dreaming about a girl that doesn't appear. No more, no more, no more, no more.
Two songs left.
Okay, ready?
last song. We're Village.
CITR broadcasting live, north side of the sub. So Live at Lunch is going on for the first 2 weeks of classes every day at lunch. Tomorrow we have Fine Times. Monday we have the Flintets. Tuesday Supermoon. Wednesday the Royal Streets. And Thursday the Purple Heart Social Club. Even if you don't know who these bands are, just come check them out. They're going to be pretty awesome. Thank you for joining us, everyone, and happy afternoon and happy classes and happy learning. Thank you again, Village.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I wanna be bad like a fat dude in a pair of tight pants, going off into a place unknown.
Yeah, around it, around it, around. Yeah, around it, around it, around.
Miami.
I'm Water Crime Guide. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
DJ Dan Shakespeare on the air. Alright, so, to tell you the truth, wait a minute, I can't just keep saying that every week. I'm going to be repeating some of the songs, from a long time ago that never got revealed. By the way, yes, first song will be, So This Is Love by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. As I just, you know, from noon to one, I just did my first MC, reviewing, just speaking up, to the band Village. Hopefully they're listening. If they're not, hopefully somebody can let them know. By the way, the first song will be So This Is Love by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers on The Shakespeare Show.
So this is love, though I've never been so sad. I've never felt so bad. When you've lost and you're alone, love is just the blues.